Well, there are more questions about a change to the headquarters of the new U.S. Space Command. Right now, it's based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But in its final days, the Trump administration ordered the agency to relocate to Huntsville, Alabama. Critics say the move was meant to appease red state senators just before Trump's second impeachment trial. The Defense Department is now investigating. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports.
We kind of knew they were our biggest competitor all along.
That's Kathy Bo. She's the CEO of Bo Core, a company that designs software for military, space, and missile defense projects. She started the business in her Colorado Springs basement 2 decades back, and it's since grown to employ 275 people in the city. Yet it's also expanded to several other cities, including, guess where?
We opened the Huntsville office, I think it was 12 years ago.
Bo says the two communities, 1,250 miles apart, have been hubs for both private sector and military space work for a long time now.
I was working with the airport many years ago to try to see if we could get a direct flight from Huntsville to Colorado Springs.
So while she thought Colorado would be the front runner for the permanent home of Space Command, she knew Alabama is a major player too. The Army's Redstone Arsenal is the base near Huntsville where Space Command would move. It hosts a number of major military aerospace missions already, including the Missile Defense Agency and Army Space and Missile Defense Command. NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center is also there.
The mood here in Alabama was pretty confident, too.
Journalist Lee Roop reports on Alabama's aerospace sector for the statewide news service AL.com. Colorado politicians argue Trump's choice of Alabama could not possibly be justified, saying the military space installations already established in Colorado Springs align more closely with the work done at Space Command. Well, Roop says folks in Huntsville are decidedly not shaking in their boots after the Defense Department's announcement that they're going to investigate the selection.
No, I don't think so at all.
And in typical Alabama fashion, Roop brings up the Crimson Tide.
Well, our football coach down here, Nick Saban, you know, he always says, trust the process and you'll get where you want to go. And so there's a process and they felt confident about the process.
Though it's not like Huntsville is seeing any sort of explosion in local aerospace investment from the Space Command announcement, at least not yet. The earliest the city could take over Space Command would be 2026, time to allow Redstone Arsenal to build the necessary facilities to house it at a potential cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. Roop expects the DOD's investigation will delay that opening even further. So the question becomes, if Space Command does move to Alabama, is Colorado's aerospace superiority over? Retired Air Force General John Barry says, no way.
Will it hurt? Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a stigma, but will it prevent us from being able to continue with the aspect of trying to put Colorado as maybe the number one aerospace state in the nation? I don't think so.
Today, Barry is the president and CEO of Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum in Denver. More than a year and a half ago, the museum spearheaded a campaign to popularize the term Aerospace Alley, referring to the burgeoning industry in Colorado. He says the majority of the state's 500 aerospace companies have 10 or fewer employees.
It kind of reminds me of what Silicon Valley must have been like when the industry started out back there with small companies and people working in garages and things like that.
U.S. Space Command is important, and where it's headquartered is symbolic. But the mission itself is not enormous. It's about 1,400 jobs right now. If the command moves, there will still be plenty of aerospace work done in Colorado. And Alabama journalist Lee Roop says if the command stays in Colorado, same goes for his state.
People here really want the command to come, and we're very excited about it. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay any way it turns out.
For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce.